Mary issues, some major issues, rather. So you dance, Harry Anton. Mary depends on your perspective, I guess.
I am not married.
You, I said Mary isn't happy. Anyway, let's talk about this. What do you think?
Yeah, what are we seeing? You know, Donald Trump being underwater, Democrats and all this guarantees us we're going to fly high in the midterms. Let me tell you, this guarantees you nothing, nothing, because at this particular point, the Democrats are the New Orleans Saints of political parties. What are we talking about? Trust the Dems or GOP more on the economy? Who leads on the economy? Republicans by 7. Immigration, Republicans by 13. How about crime, a big issue for Donald Trump and the Republicans? Look at that, lead by 22 points. So the bottom line is this, at this particular point, the ball may be on the ground, but the Democrats have not picked up the ball and running with it. If anything, at this particular point, it's the Republicans who are running with the ball on the top issues, the economy, immigration, and crime.
Give some context on this. Compare this when Republicans last took the House.
Yeah, let's compare it back to 2022. I think this kind of gives away the game right here, okay? The GOP is more trusted than the Dems on the economy. It was 12 points in 2022. Slight decline in that lead, but still 7 points. How about immigration? It was Republicans by 3 back in 2022. Look at this. The Republican lead's actually gone up by 10 points. What are you doing, Democrats? My goodness gracious. And on crime, the Republicans were up by 13, and now they're up by 22. The lead again expanding by nearly double digits. So whatever Democrats are doing, it ain't working, Kate. It ain't working. Republicans have the lead on all three issues.
What's the reason that you are finding so far that's driving this?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's all about the center of the electorate, right? You win with independents, you win overall. And what do we see right here among independents? Republicans still have a point lead on the economy. They got a 10-point lead on immigration. They got a 21-point lead on crime. The bottom line is, when you look at these numbers, Democrats should call their offices, because at this particular point, even if Republicans, or even if the public doesn't like what Donald Trump is doing, they ain't necessarily liking what Democrats are doing. And it ain't just a referendum on one party. You actually have to go out and beat that party at this particular point. Democrats are not able to beat Republicans. They still
and again, religious. This isn't as Donald Trump came into office. These are numbers from this month.
These are numbers from September of 2025, right. We still find that the Republicans leading on all three of these issues. And of course, this economy will be the key. If Democrats are going to win, they're going to have to likely win on the economy. At this particular point among independents, you see that 1-point lead for Republicans. And overall, at least according to the Washington Post, they held a 7-point lead on the economy overall as well.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you.